In brief, warm weather returns, rain takes a break again, except for maybe Sunday. Thursday update. If you look at the four update maps below, figure 1U, 2U, 3U, and 4U. Most locations pulled in more than an inch of water. Hooray! We return to highs hovering around 80°F for most of the next week. There is a small cool down and equally small chance of showers Sunday. Enjoy this weekend. Figure 1 update. The rainfall total as of 7 a.m. Monday from Kokoroz. Figure 2 update. The rainfall total as of 7 a.m. Tuesday from Kokoroz. Figure 3 update. The rainfall total as of 7 a.m. Wednesday from Kokoroz. Figure 4 update. The rainfall total as of 7 a.m. Thursday from Kokoroz. End Thursday update. Forecast discussion. A cool front has passed over the state Sunday afternoon. Rain showers are beginning as I write. The best chance of showers and some thunder will be from 10 p.m. Sunday to 11 a.m. Monday, figure 1. There are indications that many locations along I-25 of May get 1/3 road to 1/2 inch of water. Hooray! By Monday morning, there is a low in SE Colorado pumping Gulf moisture up into the northern and eastern parts of the state, figure 2. The 6-hour snapshot of Monday morning from the GFS gives parts of Colorado very good rainfall coverage, figure 3. Another system moves in bringing a return of rain showers. Snow levels will remain high, above 9 to 10,000 feet, Tuesday afternoon through early Thursday morning, figure 1. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The 8 a.m. surface weather analysis from the NWS and NOAA. Figure 3. The 6-hour precipitation average around Monday sunrise from tropicaltidbits.com and the GFS. The longer range forecast. Our 5-day precipitation forecast from the GFS gives Broomfield 0.10 to 0.20 inch of water. Longmont may see closer to 0.25 to 0.4, figure 4. Scooping the next storm and another chance of showers next weekend in the 10-day forecast, figure 5, from the GFS gives Broomfield to Longmont about 0.8 inch of water. That is less than the last forecast had, and more believable. Figure 4. The 5-day precipitation total from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The 10-day precipitation total from the GFS and weather5280.com.